are from different places. We all have different names. No matter what life brings us, Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness.
Hey Tim, what's up?
Hey Beth. So I don't know other than my update, but before we started going, I was telling Beth that, you know, I'm not even sure half the time what I'm even saying on the podcast. You know, just words are coming out of my mouth and we're recording it, and it sounds good to people. I think they send us emails and they seem to be pleased with our content. So we just continue to say words, and I think that has been working out. So
we never shut up is what Tim's trying to say.
I was kind of thinking we're like birds, you know, when you go to like the gardens or something like that, yeah. Or just like out in nature, there's lots of birds that make a lot of like pretty sounds and stuff. We're kind of like birds, I suppose.
Because of all the laughter, we're probably like hyenas or something.
More like hyenas. That's funny. Oh my gosh.
I'm an obnoxious animal that laughs a lot. A hyena.
So what I was going to share is two things. The first is, so I figured out the way for me to read more books is to not overthink it and just start habitually reading more books. Like, instead of thinking, oh, I'm going to limit what I'm doing in this way or that associated with like stimulation and so forth. Really the ultimate regard is I just, any time that I have free time, I should just like read books. Like that's pretty much, no matter what kind of book it is, just make it appealing in some regard. So I was thinking about reading this book called Project Hail Mary. And that's a book that my coworker recommended to me. And I think the author is named, let me see here, Andy Weir, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look that up really quick. It's funny because I was searching Project Hail Mary, and I accidentally did a typo, and I searched Project Hair. So yeah, it is by Andy Weir. His last name is spelled W-E-I-R. And my coworker recommended me to listen to the audiobook. But yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do that, just because I might want to actually read the physical book. And I'm not sure if I should switch off necessarily. So like lately, I've been like listening to other things, or maybe like talking to somebody on the phone. So I don't know if I'll get through the book fast enough if I do an audiobook. Yet, if I do an audiobook, I could just listen to the audiobook when I'm just sitting there in my room, too. I don't have to be listening to it while I'm driving. So maybe I should just go with the audiobook, because it seems like everybody is recommending that I go with the audiobook. Like, not only my coworker, but I look it up online and people are like, oh, yeah, there's something a little extra in the audiobook for Project Hail Mary.
I've read that book. Or no, I listened to it. Yeah.
I did?
In my book club, we listened to it. We read it. And I never finished it. And I think part of it was because reasons I won't get into now. And also because I thought it was going to be too sad. But yeah, it's 1,000% worth. Once you start reading or listening to it, you'll understand why everyone's saying that. I didn't mean to interrupt your time. Please.
No, that's really good that you told me that. So, I still might read it, but it's good to know that even what?
Get both of them. That's what
right. Yeah, actually, I did get both of them. That's the thing. Yeah. Because I wasn't sure if I was going to go, because like originally I was just going to read the book. So before I keep talking about books, audiobooks and stuff, I realized I looked up books in general. I actually went on Wikipedia and asked about what a book was. And it said that books can be basically a physical book, an electronic book, or an audiobook, but they're all like equally valid as like a book format. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So So what I typically like to do is I like to listen, or I like to read ebooks or electronic books, and I like to listen to audiobooks. I'm not really a physical book person. And so I think from now on, I'm going to say ebook or audiobook when I'm like talking about books, so that people have like an idea of what I'm referring to. Cause if I say, actual book or real book, then people are going to be like offended that I'm saying something bad about audiobooks or something else. Like, wait, what is he talking about? An electronic book? What is the book that he's saying is not good? That's not actual, like an actual book or a real book.
Oh, so, yeah.
In case there was a question in any of our listeners' minds, I have clarified what I mean by a book. So that's what I'm going to do. And I think maybe if I get a book for specific occasions, then I'll like get the most out of it, basically. So like Project Hail Mary, I'm also reading this book that I've read like countless times throughout my like childhood and young adult years. The Prydain Chronicles by Lloyd Alexander, starting with the Book of Three. And then you have other books like The Black Cauldron and The Castle Blair. And I really love that book series because it's about an assistant pig keeper. And basically he has to find, in the first book, he has to find an oracular pig, or basically a pig that can tell the future. And it's just a very exciting adventure. And then I also want to read First Things First, keep reading that, and maybe find some other nonfiction books. I was hoping to read maybe a Christian book of some sort. A long time ago, Pastor Jim probably remembers this. He let me borrow this book called A Heart Set Free, The Life of Charles Wesley, and it's by Dalimore. I don't have the first name at this moment, but I'd like to read that book as well. And I appreciate very much Pastor Jim's patience on my not bringing that book back to him. If Pastor Jim, you're listening to this and you're thinking about that book and you really need it back, then you can totally like get it back. But it is safe. So you don't have to worry that the book it has been tarnished in any way. It's ready to be read by me. So the other thing I wanted to mention is that I went to this pizza place with my mom called Chi-Chi's Pizza, and we did that for Mother's Day. And I'm not really a big pizza fan because I don't feel that great afterwards. But Chi-Chi's Pizza is a really good pizza place for anybody who hasn't been there. So. I had a nice Mother's Day and everything. So that's all I have for my update, Beth.
Thanks for sharing, Tim. You know what's weird?
What?
I also had pizza for Mother's
Really?
Day.
Really? No way.
But not Chi-Chi's Pizza.
What pizza did you have?
So there's a place in Palmdale where Pizza Rev used to be, in that little like shopping center that has what's it got? It's got the Krispy Kreme, I think, and the Yogurt Land, and
what?
The Habit. There's like a bank in there, and it's called Slice House. It's where Pizza Rev used to be, in that little shopping center in Palmdale.
Oh wow.
Rancho Vista or something. It's pretty close to the church. But
wait, it's called Pizza Rev, or is it a different pizza place?
No, it's called the Slice House, but it's in the same place that the Pizza Rev used to live.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll have to go there one of these days when I want to eat pizza.
Well, the reason we went was I was trying to think of a place that was like, I had a lot of specifications. The first was inexpensive.
Oh, okay.
The second was not a long wait. The third was not overcrowded. And I was like, wait, the Slice House, they have like different pizza specials every day. And like their pizza slices are a little bit bigger than Costco's pizza slices.
Oh.
I have one of those, two really, but more Owen than Jonah, like one of those bottomless pit eater teenager types where
everything
and, you know, not putting on an ounce of weight. And but so sometimes like I'll make dinner, but he'll have like a dinner before dinner. And because he's just hungry.
Right.
So I think. No, his medications don't make him hungry. It suppresses his appetite. Which is not what we want for, you know, someone like Owen. But anyway, and so we went for the first time a few weeks ago after church when he was helping me with Sunday school. And I was like, oh, let's try this place. And we went and it was like really inexpensive. Like the slices were, they're anywhere from like, they're like $7.25, I think, is the most expensive I've seen for a slice.
That's not bad.
No. And then there's others that are like six something. And yeah. And like the ones that are the special of the day, like I think those go lower prices depending on what the day is. And Owen ate like that whole slice of pizza and was full. He ordered the wise guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
There's a spicy Greek that I got a couple weeks ago. I can't remember what I got this time, but it was pretty good too. Yeah.
Wow.
With the Slice House, that place is really good. Sorry, Pizza Rev. but this place is better.
And that's like, great. That's good to know.
Yeah. And then let's see. So that's where we went for lunch. And then we came home and I was presented some presents. And
oh, yay.
They got me a card. And Owen and Craig both wrote like really long, like sweet little notes. And then Jonah's just said, love, Jonah McCoy. And so I said something about that. And Owen was like, oh, did you read the front of the card? And I was like, no. So I read the front of the envelope. And I said, no. So I looked at it and it said, I don't remember what it said, but on the bottom it said, P.S. Jonah's back hurts. And then I look in the card and on the right hand side, it said, by the way, Jonah says his back hurts. And I was like, Jonah couldn't be bothered to write that himself in the card. And then Owen was like, yeah, he only wrote Jonah McCoy. He didn't even put love. So we told him he should at least write love. And so that was making me laugh. And Craig likes to buy me fake flowers because they don't die and I don't have to take care of them. So they got me a nice little vase with some fake flowers in it and
wow,
a Lego set.
That's awesome.
And yeah,
was it what kind of like
I accidentally stopped recording.
That's okay.
But I put it back on. Sorry, Jessica.
I don't think our listeners are gonna know, but it was just in case anybody was wondering, like, what? Like all of a sudden we just got deviated. That's what happened.
It's because I was trying to stop the timer, but I stopped the video recording. Anyway.
You know, actually I totally forgot what I was gonna say because of that. Well, that's so funny. One of those whirlwind things, you know. It's like, oh, actually, it was really windy today. So just imagine like being out in the wind and then all of a sudden our podcast was out in the wind and all of our recording equipment. We're actually recording outside right now and all of our recording equipment fell onto the grass because we just happened to be on a bench in the middle of the grass.
Oh, wait, it's not a windstorm. It's just a Monday.
Oh, right. Exactly. That's the story of Monday life, you know. That's
Mondays for you.
You have lives on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Hey, it's just Wednesday life, or hey, it's just Thursday life.
Yep, exactly.
Speaking of Monday life, what's going on the Sunday life of? Well, actually, the whole week life of the church.
I didn't get to finish my update, Tim.
Oh, wait, what else did you have for us?
I don't remember. Never mind. I'm done. Let's see what church. No, it's fine, Tim. Don't worry.
Okay. If you want to interject your update later on in the podcast.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Let's see. Now I just need to find the church updates. Okay, here we go.
All right.
So Sunday, May 11th was Mother's Day, and we talked about that a little bit. You're not going to want to miss this. Next Saturday, May 17th is the Jazz Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that'll be at the church.
Oh, on Saturday.
Yeah. And there's going to be great music that starts at 3:30, and then there's food at 5 p.m. Note, the event is free, and a donation may be made at dinner. And all of that money goes to the Ruth Fitch Scholarship Foundation, and they give out that money to the graduating seniors each year as a scholarship. So
that's awesome.
That's where your money is going, in case you were wondering.
Right. It's helping a student.
Yeah. So Saturday, March, May 31st is the In-Betweeners group meeting. The In-Betweeners are meeting at the Guerreras on Saturday, 5:31. If you need more information on that, call the church office. 661-947-3103. Let's see. Oh, I skipped over one. Sunday, May 18th is Confirmation Ceremony Sunday.
All right. Awesome.
But you don't want to miss that. You get to witness a bunch of young Methodists, you know, starting their own journey in their own hands.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This Sunday, 5:18. Or probably when Pastor Jim does the class again in a few years. Let's see. And then on Sunday, June 8th, how are we gearing up to June already? I don't care for it.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. We're almost halfway through the year. What?
I know.
I'm still in January, man. I'm just like.
Me too. I still haven't caught up. My brain is still like trying to catch up, and it will not.
Yeah. Wow.
So Sunday, June 8th, it will be Palmdale UM Foundation Scholarship Sunday. That's when the seniors are presented with the scholarship money, and then they talk a little bit about, you know, what they're going to be doing with, you know, after graduating, and how God has helped them when their journey, all that kind of good stuff. I was going to say, and because I'm saying it, I guess I'm still going to say it. The scholarship deadline is May 15th, but I think this will be out after the deadline anyway. So forget right. I said anything. You guys missed the deadline. I'm so sorry.
If you're listening to this, you already missed the deadline. So maybe you already submitted for one, or you missed it, one or the other.
I need to remind Owen that the deadline is May 15th.
That's good. That would be good. Excellent. Yeah.
So, and then on June 26th is the senior bus trip to Long Beach Lighthouse.
Ooh. And
it doesn't say this in the announcements, but I did hear that that trip you had to sign up for, and all of the slots are full, but I believe you can still call the church office and have your name put on the wait list. So in case, you know, something falls through for somebody else, you could still get to go on this one.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And so that's all that we have for updates.
All right. Lots of things going on in the church.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have food for thought and choir practice.
And I also forgot that on June 8th, the same day as one of the things that I said, I think it was the scholarship. Oh, yeah. That's Scholarship Sunday. That's also the first day of Summer Kids Club, and that'll be June 8th from 2 to 4.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Very nice. Awesome.
Speaking of, thank you.
I think our announcements were actually exactly five minutes this time. Yeah.
Speaking of, children's kids club, Tim, let's hear your childish Methodist moment. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Tim. That was awful. That was hurtful.
Methodist moment. If you're thinking about like some sort of childish rendition of the Methodist moment anthem, then I suppose that was something to that effect.
Methodist moment.
Oh, that sounds like a sing-along or something like that. That's awesome.
But in Methodist moment too, the Jesus Loves Me song.
That's great.
That one. oh, well.
So,
hold on. Before we start.
Hold
on. I was just going to say, before you start, at Sunday school yesterday, I wanted to put on some music, but I wanted it to be like Christian music, like middle schoolers or high schoolers would listen to. Mm-hmm. So I searched up Christian bangers on YouTube. And
Christian bangers. Wow. Yeah,
boy, did we ever find some songs that were Christian and also bangers.
I never would have thought to search something like that on YouTube. That I'm gonna have to do that after we're done recording, because like all my Christian music is just like real serious devotional kind of music. I need some like peppy sort of like the child at heart kind of music talks about Jesus and all that stuff.
So
that's great.
So anyway, now you may go.
Now that I know about Christian bangers, I will proceed. So for this Methodist moment, I'd like to share something that I had mentioned many weeks ago in one of our episodes. I think it was more than one episode. One of my favorite series of Psalms. It's Psalms chapter 18, verses 1 through 31. It's a Psalm of David, and the very beginning is something that I always refer back to every so often. But there's very vivid, amazing, like devotional imagery in this chapter. And so I'd like to read a big portion of that. So I will go ahead and mention that this is the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. And that is the translation that I will be reading, but you are welcome to read any translation that is suitable to you. But that's what I will be sharing with us today. So I'll go ahead and start now. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of perdition assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and reeled because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering around him, his canopy thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him there broke, through his clouds, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He reached down from on high. He took me. He drew me out of mighty waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the loyal, you show yourself loyal, and with the blameless, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure, and with the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. For you deliver a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. It is you who light my lamp. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. By you, I can outrun outrun a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The promise of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock besides our God? So, yeah, basically there's just extremely vivid imagery here and just like really amazing that David, who wrote this psalm, could like describe God in that way, that he is basically our shield or the horn of our salvation. And it's like amazing that God could like have the qualities where we can trust in him and we can depend on him for support. And in this psalm, David was like in this extreme trouble with his enemies, and he could rely upon God despite those struggles. And so, yeah, it's just a really like amazing psalm. So I just thought I would share that. I have a little bit of time left. I wanted to share Psalms 23 as well, because Pastor Jim brought up how this is one of the most memorable and significant psalms or even passages in the entire Bible. And I had not read this psalm to my remembrance until today. So I just thought I'd share that as well. This is also a psalm of David. It goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. So yeah, that's amazing. I love that basically the Lord restores our soul and he leads us in right paths. And I was thinking about myself and my relationship with God, and like the last few days, I was saying that God is my peace. And so it's just like wonderful that Pastor Jim brought forward Psalms 23, because I think that like the Lord providing comfort and restoring our soul, that that is a way forward with peace. And it's definitely like a great segue into Pastor Jim's sermon for this week. But
well, Tim, but yeah. You didn't give me a chance to comment on your Tim.
Yeah, well, yeah. Did you have anything that you wanted to share, Beth?
Yeah, I was going to say that David also has some real Psalms bangers.
yeah.
And yeah, I was talking to Tim earlier about this, and I probably have shared it on the podcast before, but Psalm 23 during COVID, like shortly after lockdown started, is that what it's called? Shortly after the world, you know, shut down.
Yeah.
You know, I was scared. I thought everybody was going to die, including myself and everybody that's close to me. So I printed out Psalm 23. Like, I found a nice, like, colorful, fun image on the internet. And I posted that, or I put that, I taped it up in my bathroom, and I tried to memorize it. I came pretty close. I've got the gist, so that's good. Yeah, but that one's been one of my favorites for a long, long time.
Wow.
I like that God protects us from our enemies. I just like the idea of pretending that I have enemies, because I don't think I do really. It's probably just people who don't care for me, and I'm fine with that. You don't have to be my enemy, but it amuses me thinking that God's going to protect me from those quote unquote enemies, though, the ones who don't like me.
Yeah, that's great.
Speaking of things I didn't like, no, just kidding.
I was going to say really quick that I kind of think about enemies in terms of like the what my mind does to me, where I have enemies like fear and anxiety and sadness and stuff like that. Like I think God gives me peace so that I don't have to deal with those like mental and emotional enemies that I'm inflicting upon myself, when in reality, it's not people doing it. It's just like my own mental obstacles that I create. So I think God kind of protects us from those enemies.
Now that you mention it, those are my biggest enemies. It's my own mind against myself. Yeah. So yeah, my enemy is me.
I know. It's so crazy to think that. That's what happens. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we can go into sermon feedback now.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry that I proceeded twice without giving you an opportunity for feedback. So see, this is what happens when Jessica isn't here. I feel like, wait, what happened? Was I supposed, well, actually, no, it was the, we try to pay attention to how much time we have for each section. Yeah. And apparently I've been more attentive to the time than usual today, which is so weird. It doesn't even make any sense, but
that's okay.
But going forward, I'll make sure you always have time for feedback, Beth.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. let's see. I forgot. What did you think of this week's sermon? Do you remember what the series is called?
Yeah, it's From Outsider to Beloved, God's Relentless Pursuit of Everybody. And the only reason I remembered that is because my mom was like, hey, what is the name of the series for these sermons? And I looked it up on my email, because I'm subscribed on the email thing. And then that's how I found out. And then somehow I remembered it, apparently, after reading it.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, set the timer again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, can go ahead and talk now, and I'll figure out the timer.
Okay, that sounds good. So I thought the towards the end of Pastor Jim's sermon was so amazing. I was so appreciative of that. I did not look at those passages that Pastor Jim had for the scriptures there, the way that he brought it up like that. That was just fantastic. So just a real quick summary here. Pastor Jim lost his phone. He told us the story about how he lost his phone and how he felt like he was not exactly acting like a Christian would. And so that was a very relatable story. And I really appreciated that. And then Pastor Jim brought up the two passages, basically two parables that Jesus brought forward to the Jews or the Pharisees or Sadducees. I can't remember which of those groups. I know that they were Jews, but I don't know if they were Pharisees or Sadducees at this point. But the two parables where the sheep being lost, one sheep, or would you say one sheep if it's a singular sheep or plural?
So.
Okay,
yeah.
So one sheep was lost out of a flock of 100, and then you had the woman who lost her one coin of silver out of 10. And what I was so amazed on, beyond everything that Pastor Jim said, was how basically the point of the parables was associated with the joy that God has when we are found again. That is, it's like we find our faith, or we repent, or we go back to God after being lost. And I just thought that was so amazing that it was focused on God in those parables. It was not focused on us like deciding to or finding our way out to repentance or not being lost anymore, but focusing on God pursuing us. And I was just so amazed by that. And it just made me feel so like happy that God could like seek us out that much. And so that was like my main takeaway from the sermon. But also, I was thinking last week, I actually, despite having like weeks of like listening to Christian music and being like really faithful and stuff, and I felt like I had like a real like highlighted experience of God the last few weeks. This last week, I felt like I was disconnected from God for like a few days, and I was like, wait, why am I like spiraling and aimless and so forth? And then I had forgotten to spend time with God, but during those days, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I fall out of like spending time with God, like despite all that time that I was before? And I realized what it was is I kind of lost track of like wanting to listen to Christian music as much as before. Like I kind of wanted to listen to other music, but I didn't have other things that I was doing that I was spending time with God. And so like, I kind of just, I lost that daily worship. And so like, it was kind of a reminder for me to keep going with that. But also like when I did get my faith back and I remembered to continue to pursue God, I remembered how like just how much better I felt in all that time that I was being faithful. And when I got my faith back, I felt like God never left me, you know? And so that's what makes me think that all of this that Pastor Jim is talking about is true, that God is constantly seeking us. He constantly is faithful. He wants us to come back over and over and over again. And that just makes me feel so happy and so loved by God. And so like my big thing when I got back, I got my faith back in all these moments is that God is my peace. And I felt like, I felt so peaceful the last few days because I've just been focusing on like God being my peace and how much peace I feel when I focus on like just my relationship with God and how he brings me out of trouble. And there's a song that I was listening to recently about how I mentioned this in the last episode, I think, about Riley Clemens' Godsend. It's like we go through trouble and we didn't know it then, but maybe the trouble that we went through was not necessarily for a reason, but an opportunity for us to find God again. And so for God to find us again, for us to find God again. So it's a godsend, you know? So, yeah. So that's my main thing. that I wanted to share.
Thanks for sharing, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to tell you something, but then I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, I remember. I feel similarly to you about forgetting to check in with God. And I actually did bring my, I took my altar on the go. It was downstairs and I brought it upstairs because I thought,
oh, wow.
Interact with it more. And it hasn't really, but I think it was Friday. I was sitting down to like do the bills, and stuff has been expensive lately, and having a senior child is expensive. So I'm just like, okay, we need to like figure out like where we can save money and, you know, where, you know, we're spending extra money. So what I did was like, that was one of the things that I prayed about when I got my altar on the go out. And I just like, I wrote down like everything that's been weighing down on me, and
wow.
And then because I like for it to feel sort of like ritualistic or whatever, I don't know. It ends like, I light candles and everything. I get out my essential oils and I have these little, you know, they're like craft gems that are like, or that you fill up vases with that are like, you know, flat on the bottom, and I have them in all different colors. So what I do is like, I just like pick out a gem, and then like I decide this is Owen, I'm praying for Owen, and then I put it in there. And
wow.
So the fact that maybe I don't need to do it every day, but I think I'm gonna try to do it, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed about stuff. And, but like you said, God's just there waiting.
Yeah.
I think about like, if God's waiting for us, like even after just like a few days of losing our faith or like forgetting to connect with God, like that's exactly how he feels. If it's been a few years or a few weeks,
wow.
Like if you lose your faith in God and then slowly find your way back, he's not mad at you. He's just like, I'm glad you came back. We are all the one sheep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I was talking in the staff meeting because we do scripture journaling at the beginning of each staff meeting. And Pastor Jim usually uses a passage that he's going to probably preach on that week. And so I think it's a cool way to start the staff meeting, and also it's a way for him to like get ideas on what his sermon's going to be about. So
yeah,
during the staff meeting, I talked about, you know, the other 99, or yeah, because you already have the 99, why do you care about the one? And it just made me think about how I have four dogs, and I think that four dogs is way too many. Nobody should ever have four dogs. But at the end of the day, if I were ever to like get rid of one, or, you know, one of passes away.
Yeah.
Like, I won't be like, that's okay, I still have three more dogs. I'm really sad, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's also an episode of Friends where Phoebe's brother comes to visit, and he's got like his toddler triplets just running all around the coffee shop, and Phoebe's brother says, you gotta help me, like I'm in over my head, there's too many and I can't keep up, blah 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 blah, you need to take one. And she's like, oh, okay, well I'll take, you know, this one, whatever their name was. And he was like, no, you can't have that one, they know how to do this. And then, okay, I'll take this one, no, you can't have that one, that one's really funny. And then the third one, and she's like, you can't have that one either, because blah blah blah. And then Phoebe's just like, well, Frank, I think that's all of them.
So, that's amazing.
So that's what that made me think of. And Pastor Jim's story about losing his cell phone. By the way, I accidentally watched half of the sermon in at normal time speed. So,
so you basically heard like that entire story at normal speed.
And then I was like, wait, this isn't two times the speed. Anyway, so, but Pastor Jim's phone story got me thinking about all the things that I've lost.
Oh, gosh, me too.
And phones. There was one time I lost a phone on the freeway because it was on the top of my car.
Whoa.
You know, fell off. And it was the other parable. What was her name? Martha with the coins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how she lost one of her 10 coins, but she didn't stop until she found that one coin, and then, you know, she rejoiced. And
yeah.
Well, I'm not good at doing that. I bought a power bank a few weeks ago. The one of the magnetic ones that can just go to the back of my phone, because my phone is often not charged. And so I bought
that. I didn't know they had those kind of power banks.
Yeah, I ordered it on Amazon. But then I lost it, and I'm like, no, I just had it. I knew where it was, blah, 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 blah. So instead of like turning over every stone looking for that one, you know, coin, I was like, I'll just order a new one. And so I did. That came in a couple weeks ago, and I think I used it for the first time last Thursday. Uh-huh. And I remember having it in my car with me before I went into choir practice. And then when I left choir practice, like, I thought I left it in the car. It wasn't in the car anymore. So I can't buy a third one, Tim. I just can't. I'm hoping that I left it at church. So we'll see.
Yeah. But
I need to be more like Martha when I lose things and look for them and then rejoice when I find them, instead of just buying a new one and losing that one too.
Wow. I totally understand. Honestly. Yeah. I wish I could be like that with, like, I think I've lost, you know, like, for sure I've lost the things like socks, underwear, even like forks and spoons. Like, just, I'm trying to think if there was some other stuff that I lost. Glasses. Oh my gosh. I've lost so many pairs of glasses. It's ridiculous. So this is kind of a problem, because but blue light blocking glasses are not like super cheap. You can't go to like 99 cent store and get blue light blocking glasses. Like, I have to spend like $15 to get blue light blocking glasses. And yeah, it's just, so I've lost, I think, like, so they give you two glasses, two pairs of glasses for $15. I think I've lost maybe six pairs of glasses or something. It's absurd.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I've misplaced my phone before.
Oh yeah.
And I can understand why Pastor Jim went through so much effort to find his phone. Like, it's like, in some ways, that our whole lives are on our phones. Not completely, but in some regards, yes. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
So I do hope you find your phone charger. Beth.
I do too. Fine. Did I mention I was a power bank one? Maybe I did.
Yeah, the power bank one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you did mention the power bank one.
Did I say the wrong thing? I don't know.
No, it was my saying the wrong thing in response to the right thing.
Okay. Oh, and then there's an episode of Seinfeld. And it's just like a throwaway. It's a throwaway line. It has nothing to do with the plot or anything, but it's still like stuck in my head. Elaine was supposed to meet the guys somewhere, and she was late. And she finally gets there, and they're like, why are you late? And she's like, I lost a grape. And I guess a grape fell on the floor, and she couldn't find it. And I think, like, even in that episode, like, she left before she could find it. She just gave up and probably behind her fridge. But I just thought that was funny. I lost a grape. That's like the lost sheep, but it's a grape.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know, I wanted to mention also how Pastor Jim bringing up that story was so relatable. Like, when we lose something, we just get like really like mad and stuff like that. Like, like totally not Christian like. Like, why are we acting like that? That's crazy.
I know. And it sounds like I always get mad, like, if I've lost something and then I'm like, oh, I bet one of the boys put it somewhere, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm always like that with my mom. I'm like, oh, I'm sure she put it somewhere.
And then I'm like, oh, there it is. So I try to look around for it before I accuse my kids of, like, walking off with it.
Right. Oh, my gosh, yeah. But it is kind of like a learning experience. I think it was kind of courageous for Pastor Jim to share a story like that, because it makes me think like about myself and like how I've been like irritable and like angry and stuff like that when I lose stuff. And so it's kind of like a learning moment for me. Like maybe like if I lose something or like something is not going my way, maybe I can try to be patient and understanding to myself and other people in regards to that, and just kind of like catch myself before it happens. So yeah, I'm really happy that Pastor Jim was able to share that with us, especially considering what he said, like the fact that he's been, you know, follower of Jesus for so many years, he's an ordained pastor, like all that stuff. Like, he kind of gave that as a disclaimer or something like that. And it just really brings us together as like Christians. Like, we do have those moments where we feel like weak and we feel angry or we feel just like not acting in our best way about things. And it's okay. You know, it's like God will, through his grace in all the moments, including those, he's constantly searching for us and seeking us and like even in our worst moments, in our best moments, in our worst moments, in all the moments, God is seeking us and God is always faithful, you know?
Yes.
So that's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I was going to say, all right, I'll see you next time, because that just like the perfect way to wrap everything up. But then we just skipped over prayer requests.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, wait, we have one more thing to share and one more thing to share. And yeah, that's how I feel like our episodes are, you know.
I know. Let's see.
That's really good, though.
Well, do you have any prayer requests?
I think that my prayer is to spend time with, try to have some like way in which I spend time with God every day, like an alternating kind of spending time with God every day. Like, maybe it's just focusing on how peaceful I feel when I think about God and just like sense God's presence. Maybe it's just that, or maybe it's listening to Christian music, or maybe it's actually something you came up with, Beth. Earlier, I forgot to comment about how we bring all of our everything to God, you know, everything that's troubling us to God. Maybe I could do that, kind of sort of like a scripture journaling. But in a way, that's kind of like a psalm, to be honest. Like, there's a lot of Psalms of David where he's talking about trouble. Just what I shared, Psalm 18. But what you shared specifically about, just bringing it all to God is, it would be awesome for me to do. And then maybe finding some scriptures that I really like and kind of doing like a scripture journaling, maybe not necessarily writing something down, but just sort of like meditating on some of the scriptures that I read or even going through some of the chapters, like some of my favorite chapters are Romans 6 through 8, like what I shared on Young Adult Sunday. Those are still my some of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And then of course, there's daily devotionals and on the Bible app or any Bible app, really. Like there's the YouVersion Bible app, but then there's also like daily devotionals everywhere. Like, so yeah, so just a prayer for me to kind of like find my way in all of those things. I forgot Christian books. I need to find a good Christian book to read. I can read the one that Pastor Jim let me borrow or some other ones. So yeah, so prayer for me to just remember all those things. So maybe I will be less likely to get lost, but I know God will always seek me, but maybe I'll be less likely to be lost. I don't know.
We can definitely pray about that for you this week, Tim.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that, Beth.
Oh, and I forgot one thing that I forgot to say, I think, when I was talking about my altar on the go is when I write down on like a little post-it all of the things that are on my mind, and then I take it and I basically burn it, and I use one of the candles to set it on fire.
Wow.
And then I put it in my little ashtray that I have. It's really cute. I bought an ashtray specifically for this purpose. Well, actually for this and also for incense, because I do incense sometimes when I get my altar on the go out. So
wow. So
it's like by burning up my paper, that's my way of giving it to God. Like, okay, this is God's now. Whether or not like I maintain that like metaphor, like I still hold on to all the stuff I should be giving to God, but I still like the metaphor of like, okay, this is in your hands now. I don't know. And fire's cool also. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you shared that. And that's what you do, Beth. That's so cool. I'm really happy about that. And it reminds me of the scripture. I think I'm just totally like failing to find it now, but like the beauty for ashes and joy for mourning. Remember that?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to find that, but my DuckDuckGo search engine was saying that it's on Isaiah 61, verse 3, but I don't know if I'm just like not reading it right, or maybe it's the translation not saying beauty for ashes. I guess what it says is to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Huh. That's interesting. I guess that'll be like a homework exercise for me. But what?
I don't even know where to get oil of gladness.
Oil of gladness. Where do we get oil of gladness?
I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's really like a beautiful thing that you would like bring all those things to God, and then you would burn the messages or notes that you write.
Yeah, and then I do it safely. I don't want you guys to think that I'm just like irresponsibly burning my house down or anything like that. It's fine, you guys. I have safe practices.
Yes, yes. So word of advice for anybody burning notes or anything, do it in a way that it's not going to harm you or anyone else or your stuff or anybody else's stuff.
Next week, my prayer request is going to be, guys, my house burned down. Just kidding.
But yeah, I'm going to whether I do that literally or metaphorically, Beth, that's what I'm going to be thinking, too. Okay. If I bring my struggles and distress and troubles to God.
Yeah.
So
I like the symbolism of just like, I don't know. It just, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
keeping it all bottled up in my brain. So.
Right. Right. I was saying, yeah, that's beautiful. So yeah, we got beauty for ashes. I don't know what was the confusion there, but Beauty for Ashes, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Let's see. What about you, Beth?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Well, what about you, Beth? What is your prayer for today?
Thank you, person in the back. Just kidding. I finished my Let Them book that I was listening to, and it was really good, and I'll probably read it again at some point. This isn't, I mean, I guess it is leading into my prayer request. And I put the other book, how come I can never remember what it's called? It's the Loner's Handbook. I don't remember what it's called, but I, something like that. And I downloaded the audio. Oh, it's called Party of One is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And I found the audio version of that. So prayers that I can, actually finish this book and it doesn't take me another 18 years to finish it. And
for sure,
it's not that long when you listen to it. So I think, yeah.
What was the book called again, Beth?
Party of One by Anneli Rufus. Yeah.
Are you listening to an audiobook or reading yeah. an ebook or?
I have the book, but I'm just going to listen to it. I might read along if I think about it, but it's just easier for me to just like listen
yeah.
to it, no matter what, if I'm doing chores or whatever. So
that's good.
Yeah, prayers that I can, you know, get more out of that book. And also,
absolutely.
I also like the idea of being more mindful of spending time with God. So I'm going to challenge myself to maybe use my altar on the go at least, I want to say 3 times, but I know that that's probably being really optimistic. So I'm going to say at least 2 times this week. And then
that's great.
Go from there. Yeah.
That's awesome. And yeah, definitely prayers for you on those things, Beth.
Thank you. Also prayers that I can check off all the items that I've put on my to-do list for this week. My mom's going to be coming and my dad too, for Owen's graduation. So I'm going to, you know, need to clean a lot of my house before that happens. So.
Yeah. Right. For sure. Yeah. Prayers for you and your family and Owen for the graduation there, Beth. That's,
thanks.
That's huge. Yeah. Huge for him and huge for all of you.
Yeah. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah, how did that even happen? It's kind of like 2025 coming to May. It's now it's Owen graduating after 18 years.
I'm still in January of 2007.
January 2007.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's
oh
fun.
My gosh. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
So yeah, I have faith that it's going to go well, Beth. But yeah, prayers for you on that for sure.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah.
I guess there's nothing left.
Oh yeah, actually there is something. It's not really, well, we're past Easter. I was going to say it's an Easter egg. But my coworker, I thought this would be perfect for the podcast. My coworker sent me a video about these people asking questions about being pregnant. And what it was is the video was a dub of someone reading all of these different internet questions or comments about pregnant. And the people just kept misspelling the word pregnant in so many different creative ways. That I thought it was so funny. I'm like, this is the best humor ever. People misspelling the word pregnant and asking about it. And I just thought I would share this on the podcast because Jessica used to be pregnant, but now she's not pregnant anymore.
She's not. No. I bet she's very, well, she probably misses it a little bit, but I bet she's also glad to have her body back for the most part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you miss when you were pregnant, Beth?
I missed parts of it, and I still do, but I don't ever want to be pregnant again.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. That makes sense. What parts did you miss exactly?
It was always just fun to like see like week by week, like how far you've progressed and like, you know,
wow,
stomach get bigger. I know that that's, I don't know. It gets pretty cramped in there, but I guess I kind of miss the excitement of like counting down, but that was also more scary than it was exciting for me.
Right.
Of the baby being born, and also just like feeling them kick and then move around. And
oh, wow. Yeah.
That's really the only thing I miss. Sometimes, like, you know how, like, I don't remember what it's called, but you know how like a nerve or something is activated and like it'll just like a I don't remember. Never mind. It's I can't even. I'm too tired. I can't think of it. But it's never mind.
I'm just gonna think.
Oh, like a twitch kind of thing, like when your skin twitches or something.
Oh yeah.
Like that kind of thing. And it just keeps doing it over and over again. Like sometimes, like if it happened, like sometimes that's probably the closest feeling you can get to like what it feels like for a baby to be kicking inside of you. But also, it's pretty far away too. It's
oh, just, okay.
It's really hard to describe it. And like, you'll never get to experience that, Tim. And that makes me sad.
I know. Yeah, I'm not in the position to like do some sort of surgery to give myself the ability to get pregnant. I'm not sure if that's a thing. I'm sure it would be a thing in the future if it's not one now, but I'm not in the position to do that at this moment or any time in the future. But that's amazing that you and Jessica and all the other women could get pregnant and bring babies into the world to become human beings. It's just a really beautiful thing, honestly. So yeah. Oh yeah, you're welcome. I was thinking that maybe I can relate just a tiny bit with like the idea of like what is it? Like you're describing like kind of like a twitch or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a baby to be kicking. I was thinking about how when I'm like standing up for a long period of time, I feel like I have to bend my knees. And so what I end up doing is I end up kicking my knees backwards to like fully extend my knee all the way. And then like it kind of eases that discomfort. I don't know if it's like, if that's the same thing or.
I don't know.
I just like, that. Okay, good. So in case you have cramped knees because you're on the airplane and you want to like move your knees, it has something to do with the baby kicking in your stomach if you're pregnant.
Yep, definitely. It's exactly the same.
That's the related connection here. Okay. All of you listeners can contemplate that if you would like. That's all I can say for you right now. And then lastly, I was happy that Pastor Jim brought up those two parables, because remember last episode I shared the parable, the third parable that Jesus gave in that chapter. Yay. Yep. We're on to something here with this podcast.
yes
indeed. So what is there anything else?
I think there's only one thing left.
What is it?
I'm gonna need all of you to
stay mad, you Methodists.
Okay, we did it.
We did it.
We all have different names, no matter what life brings us. Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist. to the madness.